Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. She responds to Lo Nishbas and Biakoshom Leabas Yitzchok. We're holding in Tzoyto Daf Lamevov. The Gemara Amud Beis brings the Shita Rabbi Yochanan that when Yosef came to the house, Shneim Advar Averin Iskavnu. Yosef had in mind to do an Avera. But what stopped him from doing an Avera? The Yochanan Shul Oviv Nirasal Loi Bechalin. He saw an image of his father in the window who told him, if you are going to do the Severo, you're going to be erased from the Eifod. You're not going to have your name on it. And the obvious question is, what is the challenge over here? If you have the Yukra Shel Aviv coming and stopping from doing an Averro, so any person, who is going to do an Averro when his father's looking out of him in the window? What shot the Yosef has the father, the Yukra Shel Aviv, the image of his father coming to come and stop him from doing an Averro? So we'll go back to what we learned and explored in the end of the first parak of this Masechta to come and answer this question. And this is based on the Torah of Reb Tzadok HaKohen in the Sefer Tekores Teshuvim, where he speaks in length about the pchina of what Yosef represents. Reb Tzadok goes on to say that in Am Yisrael there's two mahalchim, the two Baalei Avoido. There's an Avoido called a tzaddik, where a person does everything perfectly, is Mekayim Torah and Mekayim Mitzvahs. And then there's an Avoido of a Baal Tshuva. A Baal Tshuva is someone who is Nichshel, he fell. And he needs a Kodesh Baruch Hu to come and pick him up. He davens to Hashem and says, please, bring me up. Please take me up to a higher place. Bring me to where I'm supposed to be, even though I don't deserve it. So Al Panov, meaning the way he seems to be, a Tzaddik is someone who deserves the reward. On his own. He did it on his own. He comes to Shemayim with Teveya Bizroya, as the Gemara says somewhere else. Tzaddik comes and says, I deserve reward because I'm on my own. I didn't need help from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to achieve what I wanted to achieve. A Baal Tshuva, on the hand, without the Rachav of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come and take him up and pick him up, then he would never achieve anything because he needs the Rachavim to accept his Tshuva. But Be'oimek, says Reb Tzadok HaKohen, even a tzaddik needs a Kodesh Baruch Hu to get involved. Because Gam Kol Ma'aseinu Po'al Talon, without a Kodesh Baruch Hu giving us the Siyata Dishmayo and the Koichas, we can't do anything. And this is what the Gemara tells us. That B'chol Yoyim V'Yoyim, the Yitzhara of the Odom, Mevakesh La'amisoy, is trying to kill the Odom. V'yimalei a Kodesh Baruch Hu Oizroi En Yocholoi. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't help him, he's not going to be able to overcome the Yitzhara. Yes, it seems like the tzaddik is doing it on his own. But he does need siyata dishmaya to be able to do it. He has the will. He has the rotzai to do it. But without having a special help from above, a tzaddik will not be able to accomplish anything. A tzaddik is ma'arich to say that the person who represents the midah of tzaddik in Am Yisrael is Yosef. Yosef is called Yosef HaTzaddik. Yosef is the one who's doing everything straight, everything direct. He's the one who's accomplishing everything with right ma'asim. While the one who represents the idea of Baal Tshuva is Yehuda. That's what he spoke in the Perikrishan, that Yehuda is the one who says, Sotko Mimeni. His whole p'china's whole avoidah is avoidah of Baal Tshuva, saying, I did something wrong. Please accept my apology. Yehuda is a p'china of someone who's coming to fix it. Yosef, on the other hand, is the one who does everything correctly, he's a tzaddik. But by Yosef himself, there is a gilu, there is a revelation, that even though he's a tzaddik, he does everything correctly, but in the end of the day, he needs also the siyata dishmaya. He needs the help from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be able to achieve what he achieved. Also by Yosef, he had a pchino, imal malei HaKadosh Baruch Hu oizroi en yocholoi. If he doesn't have siyata from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he won't be able to achieve it. And this is what seems to be the story over here. Yosef HaTzadik, at some stage after Eishes Potiphar is trying to seduce him for a long time. As Chazal tell us, what she wore in the morning, she didn't wear in the evening. What she wore in the evening, she didn't wear in the next morning. She tried to seduce him so much. So at the end of the day, Yosef HaTzadik himself had an isoyan, had a challenge that he needed that siyata dishmaya from above. Says the Maharsha over here, when it says Yukra Shel Aviv, that he had the image of his father, doesn't mean his father, Yaakov Avinu, is referring to Tumus Yaakov HaChakuk HaKisa HaKovod, meaning the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way it appeared to him. The Gilui is that even Yosef, even the biggest tzaddik in the world, needs that Tzeata Dishvayo. That's what it means, that Musyukish Shlovin Nosa Lefonov, everybody in the world, has a special Tzeata Dishvayo to overcome his Yetzirah. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.